Yeah, we got to talk a little more money with the host of Let's Talk Money, which you can get every Saturday at noon and Sunday at 8 right here on WGY. That host is Stephen Boucher, and he joins us live right here on WGY Mornings. Hey, Steve.
Good morning, Doug.
We got a number of things to talk about, not the least of which is, stop me if you've heard this before, but the Fed's about to raise interest rates by another 75 basis points today. How many more of these are coming?
We don't know. I keep saying inflation is a moving target. There's so many commodities that are coming down that are really disinflationary. If you look at the price of gas, it's down about a third of where it was, but it's still up 60-70% where it was a year ago, January. You have copper, lumber, so many commodities that are falling in prices. Used car sales are down in price. Heating bills are going to go up, so there's still parts of the economy that are up. In a nutshell, Doug, I don't think inflation is going to go back to the low numbers that the Fed is hoping for two reasons. One, wages are up pretty significantly, even though net after inflation, workers are bringing home less money. But when inflation comes down, employers aren't going to go to their employees and say, hey, inflation's down, I'm cutting your wages. That's something employers are going to live with. Two, housing. Landlords got used to getting higher rents. They're not going to lower rents. So I think the Fed is really going to be looking at a lot of data.
That's on the national level, and obviously a story we'll continue to talk about in the coming weeks and months, I have a feeling. The good news locally, and it's sort of near and dear to my heart because it's just a couple of miles from where I live, but the GE Research Lab in Niskayuna is staying put. There was a lot of talk when we found out that GE was going to be splintering into three different companies, whether that thing was going to be here or not, or whether they were going to get moved. It looks like it is staying put right in our own backyard.
Which is great news. It's one of our major employers we have. I don't know, about 1,200 to 1,500 employees, depending on how you measure it. It was a whole lot more, but at least those jobs aren't leaving because those are good white-collar jobs and a trickle-down effect. If those people had to leave, they'd be selling their homes. There'd be a housing, it would be bad all around. So this is great news. Now, the share price of GE, you know, when they went through the split, I think it hit like $116. It's down to about $65, $66 today. GE investors are really taking it on the chin, and I hate talking about GE because it's so near and dear to so many local people because they work there.
Last one locally, and I know we always end up talking about Troy because that's your backyard and you're such a, for lack of a better term, a good cheerleader for Troy. Chuck Schumer was there a couple of days ago ostensibly to talk about heating benefits that people that live there, you know, the government's going to help them try and pay their heating bills, et cetera, but one thing that he had of interest was he said they're going to tear down the Taylor apartment towers and it's the government that's going to pay for that destruction, and then the construction that's going to go there is going to be 100% green living apartments. You buy that all this is going to come off at a reasonable cost and that this is going to be good for Troy?
We've been talking about this for decades, and I'm hoping that it will. You know, the Taylor Apartments, Griswold Heights, where I grew up, and some other low-income housing projects were temporary housing after the war, the big war. And these, they're just not good places to live, and they need to come down. And some of these people are going to have some of the best views of the Hudson River, so I'm hoping that it goes up and goes up soon. There's going to be some good news coming out of this, and I'm in support of this coming down, and I do think it will happen because it just needs to happen.
Never like ending on a sad note, but Steve, Snowman's closing soon over in Troy for the season.
Yeah, but you can get it to go. If you have a good freezer, that baby will last until March when they open up again. I'm telling you, it's not all over.
I want a picture of you with 2 5-gallon drums of ice cream on either shoulder as you're walking away from the snowman going, I'm buckled in, I'm hibernating, I'm good, I got my snowman.
You know, the venison has to go, all those, you know, good hearty foods, they're out of the freezer. The ice cream is coming, baby. We're going to load up with snowman ice cream.
It's all got to go. I got to make room. You're like a car dealer just to make sure you got room for the snowman in the freezer. Stephen Boucher, always appreciate the time. We'll catch up with you next week.
All right, Doug, stay well. Thank you.
He's the host of Let's Talk Money. You can catch it Saturday at noon and Sunday at 8 right here on WGY.